Many people in Utah and across the country are eligible for financial aid on top of receiving Social Security payments, but aren't aware of it. The Supplemental Security Income Program provides monthly payments to people with disabilities or older adults that fall under specific financial limits. Abigail Zapote with the Social Security Administration says SSI provides basic financial support that can go toward things like rent, food, medications, or clothing. According to Utah's Department of Workforce Services, in 2023, the max amount of SSI you can receive is $914 per month. If you're a couple and both recipients of SSI, the max amount is $1,371 per month.
SSI payments can also be made to people age 65 and older who meet financial qualifications. So people can qualify for both Social Security retirement benefits and SSI payments as well.
Because SSI is what the state's Department of Workforce Services calls a needs-based program, any income you have could affect the amount you receive. Different kinds of income will impact your SSI payment differently. Zapote says for more information and to start the application process, you can visit www.ssa.gov/SSI. Zapote says if you're receiving SNAP benefits or Medicaid, it means you're also likely eligible for SSI. For those under the age of 65, she adds you have to have a disability to qualify. Zapote says the Social Security Administration recently launched a new online tool called the SSI Protective Filing Tool and consists of about 10 questions that will then help you request an appointment and start receiving funds as quickly as possible.
Even if it takes an individual like a month to gather all the documents and to complete the application, we will go back and use the date where they, you know, provided their information through the protective filing tool as the earliest date to receive payment.
Zapote says since the COVID-19 pandemic, there has been a great decline in SSI applications in underserved communities who were living at or below 150% of the federal poverty line. She says the Social Security Administration uses data to hone in on those zip codes and wants to reach as many people as possible. For Public News Service, I'm Alex Gonzalez. Find our ATRUST indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.